16. From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the Access Clinic and Mental Health Outpatient Program operated by the Behavioral Health Division. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Madam Chair, I'm joined by Amy Lorenz, who is the Program Director for Crisis Services right now. I wanted to just take a few minutes and share with you a redesign activity that's been very successful, which is the redesign of our Access Clinic. I think a few of you have heard me talk about this before, but our Access Clinic was originally opened as, used to be called the Central Walk-in Clinic. It was originally created in 1991 and was a place where people came when they were looking, particularly uninsured individuals came, and they were looking for access into the system to move, to find themselves some assistance. I believe you've heard me say that this used to become at 5 o'clock in the morning and wait to be seen clinic, and now we've really moved it to become a true access clinic. Amy and her staff have done an outstanding job of redesigning the program so that people are seen by a clinician and then are referred to either a vendor that we have, two vendors that we have that are able to provide medication support, or they're referred to one of 8 outpatient therapy vendors that we have. We've seen a tremendous improvement. We've seen a number of individuals being willing to go for therapy and actually attending the appointments. This has resulted in a couple of really big improvements. It used to be that we didn't see, that it was usually 5 to 20 people a day that we couldn't see. Now, since in an entire year, there were 24 people. So a tremendous improvement in terms of seeing people and getting them to be served. This, of course, has resulted in a significant increase in the number of individuals that have been served. We've served not only patients that we have known to us, but also new patients that have been coming to see us. By having the ability to refer for outpatient therapy, we've been able to offer patients co-occurring trauma-informed outpatient therapy services, and we're beginning to see a decrease in the number of individuals who need medication pharmacological support, which will ultimately decrease our costs and actually be certainly better for the patients. We've also seen that the patients are very excited about this and very satisfied with this. 72% of the patients that we refer for outpatient therapy go to that outpatient therapy. Compliance rate is unusually high, amazingly high. We offer a good mental health assessment, an assessment of any particular psychiatric diagnosis, then begin to think about what would be the best way to solve that problem, and looking at medication or outpatient therapy. We also do a lot of crisis stabilization in that program. And I just want to say, I think this has been one of those things that hasn't gotten a lot of talk about, but it is one of those things that adds to the puzzle of improving our services. Mm-hmm. We've seen a decrease in our numbers going to PCS. It's hard to say it's because we've made this improvement in Access Clinic. No one thing is going to cause us to have less clients coming to PCS, but this is one of the things that contribute to that. And Amy's done an outstanding job, and I wanted to be able to share this information with you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Lorenz, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, Paula, no? Ms. Lucy was able to cover everything.
Okay, awesome. All right, and I did present to the ICC and Steve Taylor's Uncle Tom. Monday, Tom Taylor from Franklin.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. They're not related. They just love each other. We had a group of mayors come through the, this is actually the second tour that we did out at BHD, and we stopped at the Access Clinic, but I presented to the ICC because a lot of the police departments aren't utilizing all of the different services that are available. Obviously, Milwaukee is, we've done a really good job with them. They pretty much know about everything, but the other municipalities may not be aware. So we did a presentation and talked about the Access Clinic, and they were really, really impressed, which they should have been. So, all right. Supervisor Stemper?
Thank you. I also had the opportunity to experience a tour, and I also am impressed. You guys are doing great work over there. And the new door that you showed me, is that part of the
Fancy door, that's...
Yeah, the fancy door. Is that part of the improvement in the access process? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, okay. And I remember someone telling me...
The access clinic was the first... the access clinic was the first way that we entered into the emergency room. Kind of walked through. There were people waiting in the waiting room and just briefly talked about how people come in, where they see the clinician to have their assessment. And just that's when I brought up some of the improvements that we made. The fact that now every month over 50% of the individuals coming to our clinic are now being offered outpatient therapy, which prior to our redesign, it was 0%. So it just clearly shows that we knew that we needed to expand our array of services and having over 50% of the individuals be in need of that service. So that's when we kind of talked about some of those improvements that we've done to the clinic.
Excellent, excellent. And Ms. Lucy, remember you telling me we were one of the highest in the country as far as as far as clients coming to our emergency component?
Our emergency was one of the busiest.
Not
very many folks have a pure psychiatric crisis.
So we're not as one of the highest anymore, are we? We still are. Okay.
Still are.
But they're getting services.
But the numbers are coming down, and we're getting people services in the community.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Very welcome. All right. Anything else? Keep up the great work, ladies.
Right.
Really, really impressive.